There are a lot of factors that impact our climate, including ocean currents. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm J. Carlisle Larson in for Kate Archer Kent. And we're talking about the health of one of the most crucial ocean currents in the world, the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC, excuse me. Recent studies show that this current is weakening, and that could have a really dramatic effect on our weather systems. And we want to hear from you. What do you want to know about the ocean's current around the world, how it impacts our weather and our climate? Call in now, 800-642-1234. Of course, you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Lifka Cesar is a postdoctoral researcher at Maynooth University in Ireland. She received her doctorate from the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research in Germany. Lifka, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, good morning.
So you're an expert in AMOC. Many of us have never heard about it, but it has a really big impact on life on Earth. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, of course. So basically, the AMOC is a large system of ocean currents that connect the Southern Ocean with the North Atlantic. To kind of draw a picture of it, you have to picture basically a flow of warm and salty water near the surface that is coming from the South Atlantic through the tropics towards the subpolar North Atlantic. And there the water releases heat to the colder atmosphere. And as cold water is denser than warm water, this leads to a sinking of the water masses to deeper ocean layers, where they form the southward return flow of the AMOC, which is then flowing from the north back to the South Atlantic. And it is this flow of surface waters, of warm surface waters in, and the flow of cold deep water out of the North Atlantic, that leads to a redistribution of heat by the AMOC. It transports heat from the tropics to the high northern latitudes, and we're talking about a lot of heat energy here. So the maximum northward heat transport sums up to about 1.3 petawatts. And to give you an idea, this is approximately the energy produced by a million medium-sized nuclear power stations.
Wow. So that is a huge amount of energy happening as part of this circulation system that's happening in our ocean. You know, when we think about our oceans, it just sort of feels like they're a static bit of water that maybe has waves, but is definitely moving. As you said, this huge amount of water around in not just the Atlantic, but everywhere else. So can you talk about, do we know about the origins of these currents?
Sure. So basically, when we talk about ocean currents, we can say that we have three main drivers. We have, of course, the tides, which are basically driven by the moon. And we have wind-driven currents. I guess also easy to understand, when you have a lot of wind above the water, this can actually move the water. And then, and this is the most important driver of the AMOC, we have so-called density-driven currents. Basically, ocean water, or the density of ocean water, is set by both its temperature, with colder water being denser than warm water, and by its salinity, with salt water being denser than fresh water. And when you have differences in density, then the water will flow from the denser region to the less dense region. And this is the main driver of also what is called the thermohaline, which comes thermo from temperature, and haline is basically salinity circulation. And the AMOC is this part of the thermohaline circulation in the Atlantic. And it's just, it's a huge system. So the transport of the AMOC is about 20 million cubic meters of water per second. That's huge. It's about 100 times the size of the world's largest river, the Amazon River. And yeah, you can just imagine that such a huge system has to have an enormous impact on the world's climate.
We are talking to Livka Sisar right now. She's a postdoctoral researcher at Maynooth University. She's talking with us about this massive current in the Atlantic Ocean. And new studies have found that it could be slowing down and weakening. Now, let's go to that, Livka, right now, which is you've been studying, what's happening. You've been looking at different, the salinity in the water and comparing it to other records. What is going on? Do you have a sense about what is happening with this AMOC?
Yeah. So basically, maybe I should start by telling you why we kind of also started looking into that. So all of our climate models basically predict that the AMOC will weaken over the course of the 21st century due to global warming. And the reason is that basically one of the drivers of the AMOC is this sinking of water in the subpolar North Atlantic from the surface to deeper ocean layers. And we know that this will be interfered with under global warming, because under global warming, we have so much fresh water that is entering the subpolar North Atlantic from the melting of the Greenland ice sheet, from the melting of the Arctic sea ice, but also from enhanced precipitation. And this fresh water makes the surface waters in the subpolar North Atlantic less dense and kind of hinder this sinking of water masses, and therefore the driver of the AMOC. Now, we know that the Greenland ice sheet has been melting for quite some time, and also the Arctic sea ice is reaching very often record low values if we look at it over the course of the last decades. So this kind of makes us wonder, did the AMOC already start to slow down? And to answer this question, it's really difficult, because ideally we would of course just have our instruments that measure the AMOC and tell us what its strengths look like. But due to the size of the AMOC, as I said, spanning the whole length of the Atlantic, the whole width of the Atlantic, which is a few thousand kilometers, you cannot really measure it that easily. And there are some measurement instruments in place right now. They have been installed approximately in 2004. But for everything that happened before 2004, we have to look at other climate parameters, which we call proxy data, that are linked to the AMOC and can therefore tell us what might have happened before 2004. And we did do that. We looked at a lot of different proxies that are somehow associated with the strength of the AMOC. And we found that basically all of them indicate that the mean strength of the AMOC has been weakening over the last approximately 1,600 years, which is as far as our proxies go back, and is now, so the mean state of the AMOC now is weaker than ever before in this time period.
We are talking about the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, better known as AMOC, and its impact on our climate. New research has shown that it has been weakening over time. Our guest is Livka Sisar, a postdoctoral researcher at Maynooth University in Ireland. And you can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. We continue our conversation about a crucial ocean current which circulates warm water from the Gulf of Mexico and cycles cold water south from the northern part of the Atlantic Ocean. New studies show that this current is weakening and has been weakening for some time, but it could have some significant impacts on our climate. Our guest right now is Livka Sisar, a postdoctoral researcher at Maynooth University in Ireland, and we want to hear from you. Were you scared by the movie The Day After Tomorrow? What questions do you have about what is fact and fiction from the movie? That's where you probably came across this Gulf Stream a while ago. Are you worried about climate change? Call in now, 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Now, we were just talking about this AMOC system slowing down, and that it has been for a while, but it's still going to have pretty significant consequences on our climate, or they're expected to. Can you talk a little bit about what we might see?
Yes, I'd like to add here first that this is still an area that is under investigation, and I guess we don't know yet everything that might happen, but there are a lot of studies that indicate that there would definitely be a strong impact on both the natural and the human system. One of them is, for example, that a weaker AMOC can lead to a decrease in the marine productivity in the North Atlantic. We know from studies that it will likely lead to more and enhanced winter storms coming from the North Atlantic towards Europe. Another consequence is a weakening of the African and the Asian monsoon system, actually, which is really important, of course, for the people there, because it affects where rainfall will happen or where droughts might be expected. So there are really a lot of potential impacts of a weaker AMOC all around the globe. For the US, we know that a weaker AMOC is actually linked to an increase in the regional sea level rise along the US East Coast, which is basically because, and I'm explaining this because this is one of the examples that it's kind of more easy to understand. This northward surface flow of the AMOC that I explained as part of the AMOC leads to a deflection of water masses to the right in the North Atlantic, so away from the US East Coast, which is basically just due to the Earth's rotations, the Coriolis force, which diverts moving objects, which are moving in the north-south direction, such as the current of the AMOC, to the right in the Northern Hemisphere. And as the current slows down, this affects this diversion to the right is weakening, and more water can pile up along the U.S. East Coast, leading to an enhanced sea level rise there.
We are talking to Lifka Cesar right now. She's a postdoctoral researcher, and we're talking about this Atlantic current that new studies show is weakening, and they're still monitoring that. I want to go to one of our callers right now. We have Jim in Cedarburg. Hi, Jim.
Morning. Thank you. I think you already answered the one about storms, but I'll ask it anyhow. I have three questions. How is this going to affect the microbiota that supports marine life? The second one, will it affect the jet stream at all? Does it have any influence on the changes in the jet stream? And thirdly, I think you already answered it, but storms that are created in the Atlantic, do they kind of follow this AMOC?
Jim, thank you for those questions. Lifka, let's go with his second question, which was about the Gulf Stream. Do you have any information there?
About the jet stream, I think, right?
That's what I meant. Yes, jet stream.
yeah, that's actually a really good question. So, I mean, I guess most people know that the jet stream is the strong band of winds in the higher altitudes over the Northern Hemisphere, which is also the reason why when you fly from the US towards Europe, you're much faster than the other way around, because you can kind of use this jet stream speed. And it's really important in setting where the high and low pressure systems over the mid-latitudes in the Northern Hemisphere are, therefore affecting also the weather systems. And yes, there is a link towards to the AMOC, but it is a little bit complicated, and we don't know for sure yet how all the implications are. So on the one hand side, the strength of the jet stream is linked to the temperature difference between the tropics and the polar region. So with a stronger temperature gradient, a stronger temperature difference between the two regions, leading to a stronger jet stream. And at least regionally for the Atlantic, the AMOC, of course, has a large part in setting this temperature difference, because it transports so much heat towards the polar region. So if the AMOC slows down, then this temperature difference can actually increase, because less heat is transported towards the north, and then we have a cooler polar region, warmer tropics, and that could increase the strength of the jet stream. But of course, we always have to look at the jet stream will develop not just by what the AMOC does, but what happens overall in global warming. And there, of course, right now we see a lot of warming in the polar regions. And the other thing is that the exact position of the jet stream, how its waves are basically set it up, and where the high and low pressure systems are, that depends also on the temperature difference between the land and ocean in the mid latitudes of the Northern Hemisphere. And this can be affected by the AMOC, as it affects the sea surface temperatures in the Atlantic. And there is one study that linked the 2015 heat wave in Europe, for example, to the weaker AMOC that year, kind of because the AMOC being weak that year set or led partly to, or was part of the reason why the temperatures in the subpolar North Atlantic that year were particularly cold. And that kind of forced the form of the jet stream to be in such a way that allowed a lot of warm air coming from the south towards Europe. But it's not the only thing that affects the wave pattern of the jet stream. So yeah, to put it short, yes, there is a link, but it's complicated and affected by also a lot of other factors happening in the climate system.
And thank you for that call. Now, Liefke, you know, you're doing this research now, you're monitoring the AMOC, you're working with other scientists. What are you all kind of on the lookout for over, say, the next 5 or 10 years?
Oh, so basically, we are interested in, of course, what's happening to the AMOC over the next 5 to 10 years. And also, can we identify any kind of early warning signal that gives us an idea of what will happen in the next decades of the AMOC? I mean, when we talk about the AMOC or ocean systems in general, we are normally thinking on longer timescales because the ocean being so huge and having such a large heat capacity, much more than the air, it normally acts on slower timescales than the atmosphere. And so we're kind of course, we know and we expect that overall, over the course of the next century, the AMOC will continue to weaken. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to weaken each year continuously. You know, it's a climate system. It shows natural variability. So we always have to be careful about what the data of a single year or even just 5 years tells us. But we're kind of trying to understand more, are there any shifts that we can see in the circulation system?
Well, Liefke, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Liefke Cesar is a postdoctoral researcher at Maynooth University in Ireland. She's studying how the system of Atlantic Ocean currents affects the Earth's climate and whether a major one could be slowing down and the effect that it could have. Just ahead, Summerfest is back after getting canceled last year due to COVID-19. We'll talk about this year's lineup and what people can expect if they attend the festival. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.